Hey folks, hey superstars, hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin here. Welcome to another Sunday Mindset Message here. Hey, great morning folks, well, happy Sunday, where I go live every Sunday morning to give you the message for the day, for the week, to keep you focused and to keep you committed to your dreams and your goals here. And if you don't know who I am a young black man from Houston, Texas that became a self-made millionaire, even though I grew up very average, poor, but still I was able to succeed. And this morning I want to briefly discuss and share something with you, okay? The simplest way to be more successful. And I'm not going to talk about a business. I'm not going to talk about more skill. I'm not going to talk about reading more books or meditating or watching more motivational videos. There's a very practical way, and unfortunately, that many people just don't do as it relates to success. Because in my belief, they just caught up in the matrix and they have not just taken a second to do what I'm about to share with you here this morning. And I want you all to do this, because once I begin to really analyze success and ask this one question, things started to unravel for me, okay? Go ahead and comment your name, say hello, let me give you guys a shout out here. And also just to speak briefly about my application that I just launched. The name of it is Dream Riz, if you want access to it. And basically, it is a music app that conditions your mind for wealth, for you to be able to manifest your dreams. And it's any dream. It can be for love, it can be for a better body or money. And I've spent a ton of time and a ton of money on the application, and we just launched it beta, and it's free for the iPhone app. And all I'm asking for is beta tester users. We've had over a couple of hundred downloads so far, and people are loving it. So if you're looking for a simpler way to manifest your dreams and to eliminate negative thinking, you want to de-stress yourself, download the app Dream Riz. That's dreamriz.com, or you can go to my bio on my Instagram account, Wesley Million Dollar Virgin, and just download the app to your phone, and within three taps, you'll be able to create and produce a song that you're gonna love. Trust me, I've had people in tears listening to the song that it produced for them. I've had people that had goosebumps around their body just by listening to the song that they created through the app. So listen to it twice a day. I listen to my personal song about 4 or 5 times a day. Not because I have to, it's because I want to. It actually sounds good and I love it. So, yeah, there's that. So, let's talk about the simplest way to be more successful, ladies and gentlemen, here. And it's very simple. I'm not going to hold you long. And in my 20s and early 30s, I definitely had a difficult time really understanding how to be successful. And I've been taught that I needed to work hard, like just like most of us. I was taught that you have to work hard to be successful, and you have to build the skill, and you need to get around the right people and put yourself around millionaires, which all made sense. However, there's one cardinal question that every man and woman on the planet that is seeking success and prosperity must ask before they will ever become successful. And I want you to write this down. Remember, whenever someone else is speaking that is living the life that you want to live, take notes and write it down. Write this down. The simplest way to be successful is to define what success is first. Okay? You must define what success means to you. You know, over the years, I became very popular in this niche of self-help and self-growth and entrepreneur. And obviously, I get many people reaching out to me, DMs and emails, and I do appreciate that. I love it. And it's always the question, Wesley, well, how do I become successful? How do I become successful faster? These are the dominant questions that are in my inbox and DM from people around the world. And what I ask them is this. I say, well, how would you know that you are successful? I want everybody to think about that question and comment below. Think for a second. Like, success is what you want. Great. But how do you know, or how would you know that you are successful? Like, what needs to happen in your life for you to make the distinction that you are a successful man or woman? Comment below. I'm asking you, okay? On this beautiful Sunday morning here. How do you know, folks? Can anybody tell me in the comments below? I'm looking at the comments right now. Even if you're listening to the replay, I want you to really consider this, because this question really it baffled me. I didn't know, honestly, personally. You know what I said? I'm going to be honest. I said things such as, well, I wouldn't struggle anymore. And that's untrue, because it's different levels of struggle. I struggled, like when I got my place here in Colombia. I'm in Colombia, Medellin. I have a second residence that I fly to once a month to disconnect. And I struggled with the interior decorators to get my place furnished properly. Now, to you, that may not be a struggle for you. I struggled. I have a massage chair in my room here, paid $10,000 for it, but it's not working. I'm struggling with that. Like, I need that done. I need the people from Home Center here in Medellin to come fix it. So just to say that, well, I don't want to struggle anymore, that doesn't make sense, because we're always going to struggle with something. It doesn't matter how much money you have, how much love you have in your life. It doesn't matter how sexy your body is. Okay? You're always going to have some type of struggle. So then I realized, okay, well, that's not it. So, Wesley, think deeper. Okay? And that's what I want you to do. Instead of just responding in the comments below with these vague responses such as, I don't want to struggle, I'm tired of working hard, well, you know, I know I'm successful when I don't have to worry about money. Listen to what you're saying. I'll be successful when I don't have to worry about money. Well, you don't have to worry now. Let me break that down. Anybody that says, well, I don't want to have to worry about money. Well, you're choosing to worry about money because of the lack of money that you have. But to worry about money is not going to help you accumulate more money. You get it? Some of you may have a little money. Some of you may have no money, right? And money is a big issue with most of you. That's the reason why you follow me. But I want you to think about it this way. When you worry about money, is that assisting you to put more money in your bank account? When you're thinking about the lack of money you have, is that helping you start a business to be more profitable? Is that helping you get a raise at your job? No. So even to worry about money can't be a definition of success. Okay? Because to worry is something that you're doing. This is an emotion that you're choosing to dwell on. Does that make sense? Like, you're doing that. You could be broke. You can have no money. You don't have to worry about money. You don't have to worry about it. What I suggest you do is to go get it. So listen, does that make sense? What I want you guys to do is really think for a second. how would you know that you're successful? Like, how would you know? Because listen, if you don't know, and you know, I was talking to, this is like a conversation I had with myself when I was in my later 20s. Like I would say, Wesley, if you don't know how, or if you don't know exactly how you would know that you're successful, how will you ever become successful? See, the issue was I was answering the question incorrectly. And that's why I wanted you guys to comment below. Let me know when you're successful. Comment below. Like, how would you know? How would you know? I'm looking at the comments below here. What does success mean to you? Okay. How would you know? Now, I'm looking at the comments below here. Someone said, when I sit at home and look around in my present time and have peace with it, with what I have. Awesome. Listen, I'm going to give you my answer. I'm going to give you my response, okay? I realized that I had to redefine success because I was robbing myself of a successful experience because I believed that I had to have more money to be successful. I had to have more things to be successful. I had to be able to retire my parents to be successful. I have to be, you know, not going to a job every day to be successful. I had to have a fancy car to be successful. I wanted to have more money in the bank than I can do it to be successful. And I realized that those are great things and those are definitely components of success. But my deep-rooted success had to be defined differently. And once I began to define success differently, such as I was successful because I was alive. I was successful because every day of my life I had an opportunity to strive for something. I was successful because I have three beautiful, smart, mannerable kids, children. I was successful because I had people that loved me in my life. I was successful because I can breathe. I was successful because I can move around. I was successful because at any given time, I could just think about happy thoughts. Are you with me? Write this down below. I must redefine success. See, this is the reason why some rich and wealthy people that you see on TV or in the media, even though they have money, they're still unhappy. And you'll think, well, why would a person be unhappy if they have money? Because their success is rooted in the fame, the significance, and the things that they have. You get it? Their success is rooted there. See, significance, fame, and things, and materialistic things, those are components of success, which is fine. But that can be rooted in your success. Because if that is rooted in your success, you're going to be an extremely unhappy person. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how many women you can pull. It doesn't matter how many Birkin bags and Chanel purses that you buy, how many cars you buy, how many times you fly around the world. It's going to be irrelevant because you're going to still feel empty, unfulfilled. Write this down again below. I must redefine what success means to me. When I began to do this, obviously, right, it's a process, and I just started to just think about what I can be successful for now. And I made it easy to be successful. Oof. I just got goosebumps. Let me say that one more time. I made it easy to be successful. At the age of 29, 30 years old, I said, you know what, I'm going to make it easy to be successful. Why do I have to make it so hard to be successful? Because that's what I heard all the poor and average people. They always say, oh, it's hard to be successful. It's hard to be successful. It's hard to be successful. And I was thinking to myself, why is it so hard? Is it hard to start a business? and make it successful? Maybe. To make money, of course. Is it hard to be consistent? Maybe. Is it hard to stay motivated when you're facing adversity and problems? Maybe so. But why does it have to be hard to be successful? And I said, well, Wesley, it's hard to be successful because your definition of success is jaded. Your definition of success is complicated, it's complex. Make it easy. And I said, okay, huh. Because let me tell you what I realized, and this is powerful. I realized what was important was for me to be in a happy state. I want you really to listen to this, please. It is more important for you, trust me, listen to me, to be in a state of happiness, because successful people are happy. People that get what they want are happy. People that are in love with their significant other are happy. People that have the body and the health of their, they are happy. So if you think for a second, everything that you want it because you think it's going to make you what? Happy. So imagine if you could just be happy now. Like imagine if you could just make it easy to be happy. What if you can use your brain and say, you know what? How can I be happy right now? Look, I was at the lowest of the lowest. I was sleeping on the air mattress, right? I don't have a job because I quit my job and I was running a boot camp. Not making enough money. Barely making enough money for rent. Barely making enough money to pay my car note, right? And I'm thinking to myself, well, how can I be happy in this moment? And I just start thinking about my children. You know, I'm happy that they're doing well. I'm happy that I have these human beings that I can mold and shape. Well, what else can you be happy about? I said, well, I could be happy that I have an apartment. Maybe I'm sleeping on the floor right now. It's embarrassing, but and I'm 30 years old, but at least I have an apartment. Some people are sleeping on the street. I was happy that I did have food. I didn't have much food. Maybe I was eating ramen noodles at that time because I was budgeting my money. Every dollar that came in, man, I had to be very strict. I would say, well, I'm happy that at least I have a boot camp. Like, I don't have many people at the boot camp. I was running a boot camp in Houston, Texas. I said, I don't have 1,000 people, but at least I have 20 people that's coming to the boot camp paying me. I said, at least I have that. So what I started to do is I started to think and compare myself to the people that had less than me. Because there were some people, you know, believe it or not, and I know this is going to be very difficult for you to comprehend. There's somebody right now on this planet that is praying to God to have the life that you can't stand. Let me say that one more time. Somebody on the planet right now, they're praying to God, begging to be in the same position that you're complaining about. Yeah, right now. See, if you just think about that, you say, man, you're right. I mean, you got people in India. I've been over 30 countries, man. You got people that are, you think you're poor, man. You got people that are destitute. You can't even imagine how they live in India and Bali, Thailand. I mean, you know, these are some of the poorest countries on the planet. You can't even imagine. I went to one place when I went to Barbados, and I went to this island called Kanawon Island. Me and my children took a vacation. We had to take a private plane to the island, and my God, these people don't have electricity. They said, and that, you know, it's like an island, so the streets are terrible. They said people die every day because they fall off the cliff. No AC, no lights. Like, when it gets dark there, it's over. It's just dark. I mean, true story. It's how it is. And these people don't know anything different, and these people are happy. I went to this island. These people are excited. And I'm thinking, I'll be devastated if I was here. But these people are smiling. I remember I bought some carrot cake from this woman, this old black woman. She had like 30 kids. And even though that carrot cake wasn't good at all, but she was happy to give me that carrot cake. I said, girl, this is not no carrot cake. right? And of course, I blessed them before I left. But what I want you to understand is somebody's begging for your life right now. Those people wish they was in your situation right now. Trust me, they wish. That's why so many people that are foreigners that come to the West, this is why they thrive. Because their happiness is not rooted in materialistic things. Their happiness is not rooted in other people, like their significant other, their wife, their husband, their boy. That's not rooted there. Their happiness is not rooted in significance. They don't need to be famous. They don't even care. And they come here and they thrive because they're already happy. You folks feel so unsuccessful because you're choosing to ponder on everything in your life that's making you feel less than good. It's a choice. Now listen, I'm not throwing rocks at you. I did the same thing as well. That's what I was doing. That's why it took so long for me to be wealthy and rich and understand. Like, honestly, you know, wealth and riches is an emotional game. And really, I truly believe that. It is an emotional process. It's not just about doing the right thing at the right time and building skill. That's important. But the emotions behind making money and finding the woman or the man of your dream, the emotional intelligence is probably 90% of the game. And many of you are losing. So before I let you go, again, I want you to comment below. And I want you to think about this all day today. And I'll say, you know, why do I define success? And you may say, well, Wesley, I don't know how I define success. Well, how would you like to define success to make it easy for you to be successful? Because the people that I know that became successful realized that they had to be successful right now in the moment they are right now. Like where you are right now, you have to decide to say, you know, I am successful. Stop saying, one thing I had to stop saying was, oh yeah, I'm going to be successful one day. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to be. I changed it to I am successful. Why? Because it's up to me to define what success means to me in my life. I got great kids. I got great parents. Got a great brother, niece, sister-in-law. They're all doing well. How can I not be successful? You got to really think. Think for a second. You got a car, you're driving around, you're not walking, you're not riding the bus. Hello? I mean, just think for a second. Maybe you're not making all the money you want to make, but you're making some money. You don't have to, you're not going to always be there, but listen, if you have a positive mental attitude, I promise you, if you install that in your business and in your life, you will start making progress. But you're not going to progress if you're ungrateful and you're pissed off and you're complaining and you're always discouraged. You get sad about every adversity, every problem, every issue in your life. I know people that complain and bitch about everything. I'm like, everything? Like, you don't want anything to go wrong in your life. I know people that want to be in a relationship and want their relationship to be perfect. Well, I don't want any problems. I don't want any pain. I don't want any issues. I don't want a liar. I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this. And guess what? They get all the things that they don't want. Life itself is all about focus. It's what you're focusing on. You can't enter life and play the game called life trying to avoid problems. Listen, problems are here to stay, my guy, my lady. Problems are going to be here for the rest of your life and the rest of my life until we die. You know, I don't care how much money you have. You're going to have problems. You may have less problems, but problems are here to stay. So stop trying to play the game of life so cautiously and carefully. That's a boring life, in my opinion. That's an average life. People that are very calculated when they play the game called life, it's a boring life. I like adventure. Kind of get an amen. I like to be spontaneous. Okay, I'm an outlier. I like to do things that shock people. Because it's fun. It feels good. Okay? Going to a job every day, that's boring. It's safety, maybe. But why not just start a business, see if it works? And maybe it don't work, but so what? Just the thrill of it, maybe, like the expectation of something working. Like I just built the app. Obviously, I have high expectations for the app. But just the feeling of, what if the app does $1 billion? What if it does $100 million this year? Just the expectation, it feels good. It may not happen. But just the expectation of doing something outside of the box, doing something that's high risk, it feels good. You get it? And we all like that. We all have a part of us that we want to be spontaneous, to do something outside of the norm. We all like this. It's called variety. It's called surprise. It's called unpredictability. Listen, take life seriously, but don't take life so seriously. Okay? Like, anything that you fail, you're not going to die. Oh, my God. If you start a company, you're not going to die. You may not work, but so what? It's not like you're going to be sleeping under a bridge if you quit your job today and say, you know, I'm going to chase my dreams. Come on. Just because you have bad credit, that doesn't mean that it's the end of your life. Just because you went to jail a few times, you got a felony. So what? Okay. There are many people still thriving with a felony. They're thriving and they're broke. They're thriving. I mean, it's always an opportunity if you think that way. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Comment the word value if you got value here tonight. And please share and like this. And if you want to be a part of my beta testers, if you have a very difficult time focusing on your dreams and goals, and maybe it's hard for you to meditate, download the Dream Riz app and produce your own song. One thing that's very relatable and similar between people is that we love listening to music. Can I get an amen? We love it. We love listening to music. Sweet lady, won't you be my, right? We love music. We love the vibration. We love the sound. We love the frequency. So how about instead of lyrics about love and lyrics about big booty women and drugs and money, how about you listen to a song that's all about you? That instantly, once you hit the play button, it feels good. And when things feel good and you become happy, now your mind starts to wire and your mind starts to assimilate everything that you hear in the song. That's why the app is so incredible, because it's going to reprogram your mind automatically, because you're going to just listen to it because it sounds good. So much love. I love all of you. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Much love. And let's go. The name of the app is Dream Riz. Can anybody type that below? www.dreamriz.com, or you can go to my bio in Instagram, Wesley Million Dollar Virgin. And you have to have an iPhone, not Galaxy, not Android, iPhone. Download it and you can share it too with your friends. I've had many people there sharing it with their friends, and they're creating songs not just for themselves. I've had people create songs for their family. I've done it for my family as well, to motivate them, to inspire them. Instead of listening to Katy Perry and Drake and all these other, you know, people, you can listen to something that's going to condition your mind for what you want to do and what you want to become. Just listen to it twice a day, every day for 30 to 40 days, and you will get addicted to it. So that's www.dreamriz.com. That's RIZZ.com. And download it. It's an iPhone app. Check it out. Give me some feedback if you don't mind. This is the first iteration of the actual app. It's in beta. And I'll love to hear your feedback. Thank you so much. I love you to life. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Much love. And let's go.